Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Samach Dalet, mitzvah number 64, the Isser of Shalola Honos Hager Bamamo, not to take advantage of a ger financially. So this is a team with yesterday's Aveira. Yesterday was not to take advantage of a ger verbally. So today is financially. Both of these apply to B'nai Yisrael that are born Jewish as well, but there's a separate Isser for doing it to a ger. 2 points before we even get into the mitzvah, which could have been said yesterday, but it could have been said either day. It has to do with the Gerim. If you look, there are two psukim that are very, very similar, and according to summary shown, there's really no difference between them. Our pasuk says, "V'ger lo sonu v'lo silchatsenu," don't take advantage of a ger, ki gerim hayisim be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's in Perachav Beis Pasuk Chaf. That's the source for today's mitzvah. Lo silchatsenu is financially. But a perak later, Perachav Gimel Pasuk Tes, "V'ger lo silchats," don't oppress a ger, V'yatem yidatem es nefesh ager, you know what the soul of a ger feels like. Ki gerim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. So if you look at the Rashbam, for example, on the R pasuk, he quotes the later pasuk. It says the same thing. It's the same as the Torah is just repeating, like we learned yesterday, 36 times in the Torah. It says, don't take advantage of a ger, you are gerim in Mitzrayim. But Nechama Leibowitz points out that if you look at the pasuk closely, there's a slight difference, and that's what Rashi is pointing to. Because the first pasuk says, don't oppress, ki gerim hayisem, because you were gerim. Second pasuk says, don't oppress, and you know what it feels like to be a ger, because you were a ger in Mitzrayim. There's an extra phrase in the second pasuk. V'atem yidatem es nefesh ager, meaning it's much more emotional, remember what you felt like. So if you pick up on that slight difference, now we understand Rashi. On our pasuk, what does Rashi say? Don't take advantage. V'gerlo sonu, Rashi just says, ki gerim hayisem. Imoniso afu yachol lahonoscha. If you make fun of him, you know what you used to be? He'll make fun of you. And say, v'lom alecha, afatem migerim batem. You also came from gerim. Mum shebecha al tom alecha vercha. Your mum, don't make fun of other people if you have that mum yourself. That is Rashi on the first pasuk, but the second pasuk, what does Rashi say? Perachav Gimel pasuk Tes. Rashi says, "Es nefesh ager kamek hashalo kishalochetz imoso." How bad he feels when he feels pressured, when he feels distressed. Why does Rashi only say that there and not here? Because that pasuk adds in just the phrase "Vatem yidatem es nefesh ager." You know what it feels like. Not just, you have this history, so you make fun of him and he's going to make fun of you. That's the first pasuk. But the second pasuk is much more on the emotional, historical feelings, and that's why Rashi has that in. Point number one. Point number two is a beautiful malbim on this pasuk. The malbim right here on the Isser of Ona'as Mamon, taking advantage of a ger, the malbim quotes the Medrash. As he always says, the Mechilta says, don't take advantage of a ger because gerim are called the same thing as Jews from birth. And the Medrash says, "Ma nikru b'nei Yisrael avadim, b'nei Yisrael are called avadim, kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'nikru gerim avadim, and gerim are called avadim." As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Ula'av as Hashem Hashem liyos lo avadim." And then the Medrash says, "Nikru Yisrael misharsim, b'nei Yisrael are called servants, shenemar v'atem kohanei Hashem tikru misharsi alokeinu, v'nikru gerim misharsim, uv'nei nechar anil v'mashem l'sharso." And finally, Nikru b'nei Yisrael ohavim, shenemar zera Avraham ohavai, v'nikru hagerim ohavim, shenemar v'ohev ger. So the Medrash says that both b'nei Yisrael are called avadim, misharsim, and ohavim. So don't take advantage. Says the Malbim, what's the message of the Medrash? Three names? Says the Medrash, there are three types of Jews. Three types of Jews that we could have. Ach, yesh b'Yisrael gimel madregos. What are the three madregos? Number one, ha'osem mitzvahs rak b'foel, k'fi pashti ha'torah, k'eved oved avoda. Somebody does the mitzvahs because he has to. We have to do it. We know we're a servant of God. Okay, so we got to do the mitzvahs. We got to do it. Do I like it? I don't have to like it. I do it. It's like a job. I have a job. I do what I have to do because this is what I do. That's a job. V'ha'mishares, a mishares is one step above. A mishares is a different connotation than an eved. An eved, you just do the work because you have to. A mishares is a more uplifted servant. Me'ulem in ha'eved. Sha'omeid be'kavod eitzel adonav. He realizes there's a kibbutz to serve the king. V'yishares so b'sheiris kal shal kavol. And he services him. V'heim lom did p'nimiyas ha'torah. People learn about the Torah and learn about what they're doing. U'mekayim ha'mitzvos kevi toch yusam. V'ovdim avodas ha'lev. V'asechav ha'machshava. So that's the misharsim. Hopefully most of us at least reach this category of Masharsim. We're not just going through the motions, but it's meaningful for us. But on the highest level, Ulamala Mehem, says the Malbim, is Ohave Hashem. the Ohavim. Asher Yigalo Lahem Sodosav. Their secrets are revealed to them. Vehem Bnei Aliyah Hanichnasim Lepardes. Besodos HaTorah VeMitzvos. Those who know the secrets of the Torah. Those who know not only the Nigle, but also the Nistar. HaAvadim Yikarvim Hashem. So that's three. All three. Avadim, Misharsim, and Oavim. That's why the Medrash Dafka says, you have all three categories in Bnei Yisrael, born Jewish, you have all three categories in Gerim. I mean, Gerim are exactly the same. They can reach the same three levels that Jews from birth could reach, so therefore I want us to make sure that one takes care of them and does not take advantage of them. That's the Malbim on our Pasuk. That's why we're doing it here. That's the Nechama Leibowitz's Ha'ara about the Rashis, and the Malbim's Ha'ara about the three different Lashonos in the pasuk. Okay, so now we get on to the specific mitzvah that we are going to talk about today. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that shenimnanu shelo lahonos hager b'mamon, that we're not supposed to take advantage financially of a ger, of a convert, she'im yiyalanu imo masu matan, if we have a business dealing with a convert, shelo lahonos oso, not to take ona'a from him. What exactly does that mean? Advantage financially? We'll talk about it in a second. Shenamar v'lo silchatzenu. Literally, don't pressure him, but it means financial. V'yamar b'mechilto v'lo silchatzenu b'mamon. V'zeh halav nosaf al halav sheyichleluhu im Yisrael kulam. This lav, as yesterday's was, is extra besides the ones that have to do with Jews from birth. It applies to Gerim. Sheheim b'lav donas mamon. There's a separate isser of ona'a. This is the isser the Sefer HaChinuch writes in mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin. In Parshas Bahar, the Sefer HaChinuch says, there's an isser, the same isser, but the different recipient. It's an isser of Jew. Shlo lahonos bebekach umemkar. Shlo lahonos echad mi Yisrael bein zachar bein nekeva bebekach umemkar. We're not allowed to rip somebody off. That's this isser. Ripping people off. It's not stealing. It's not holding, not paying my worker. It's separate, but it's basically doing a business deal and pulling the wool over his eyes, giving him a really bad deal. So you're not allowed to do that by fellow Jews. That's a separate isser. But if you do it to a ger, it's two isser. It's another isser. You're not allowed to rip them off. And the Sefer HaChinuch continues with many different reasons there. There he's much more lengthy, because that's the main isser of Onah. Ukemo shehulo yoneh acherim, gam acherim lo yoneh oso. This is part of a functional society. You're going to rip people off. People are going to rip you off. It's just not doesn't work. Last night I was watching two of my kids were playing a game. So I'm like, I said, oh, so-and-so, I took a card when they were supposed to take. I said, one second, you took that? So my other child said, don't worry about it, we're playing with cheating this time. What are you playing with cheating this time? How do you play with cheating? I mean, but that's exactly what society would be. He does this, and I do that. But that's, I guess kids could have different, whatever rules they want. So it's, by definition, if they allow it, I guess it's not cheating. But here this, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if society won't be able to function. So this is the Isser of Ona'ah. The real Isurim of Ona'ah, kol mishpatei mitzvah kodemes lezeh, all the rules and regulations of Ona'ah, the main rules, the Gemara lays out. Three different levels of ripping somebody off. They're all Aser Daraisa, but there are three categories. If I rip somebody off less than one sixth ripping him off, that's Aser Daraisa, but the deal sticks. The deal stands, there's no money put back, but the deal stands. That's Pachas Mishtos, less than a sixth. That's category one. If it's exactly a sixth, the halacha is the deal stands, but you got to return the money, the extra money. And finally, more than a sixth, that's complete Ona'ah, and the deal falls apart. That's halachically the Yisurim of Ona'ah, and the same laws would apply to Gerim as well. Again, Pachas Mishtus, the deal sticks, it's just Aser Daraisa, exactly a sixth, meaning exactly a sixth, you ripped them off more than the price. So that sticks, but you have to give back the money, and more than a sixth, then that is, the whole deal falls apart. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, and this the Minchas Chinuch discusses as well in Oz Beis. The Minchas discusses what is the relationship between stealing the Isser of Gezela and the Isser of Ona'ah. We know in the Torah there's a separate Isser of ripping off Gerim. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, why isn't there a separate Isser of stealing from Gerim? Right, what's the difference? Ask the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, about 10 lines down into Oz Beis. Ve'eni maven, de'laharamba, maharaba machaber, da'hama'ane, bechla lochei tzalokot, so b'mamo, you're pressuring him and taking his money, imkina, my dafka ma'ane, gam gana fe'gazlan, v'chomi sholokech mimono yavar b'lavzeh. If I steal from a ger, I also get this aveira. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like the Torah goes out of its way to say that dafka ona'ah from a ger. So why dafka ona? So there is a discussion in the achronim. How close is Ona'a to Geza? We'll get back to the Minchas Chedus question in a second. But there is a discussion of the Chorim, how close is it to Geza? If you look in the Tur has an important Lashon. In the beginning of Hilchas Ona'a, in Simen Reish Chaf Zayin, the Tur says, if I rip somebody off, Ein Lokan Alav, I'm not going to get Malkus. Why not? Why don't you get Malkus if I didn't have Eira? Lefisha Bechlau Lav Delo Sigzol Hu, Denitan Lehi Shavon. Says the tour, because it's included in Lo Sigzol, just like you have a Vehesha Vesagzela, so too you have to return the money. So that's what you see, oh no, it's included in Lo Sigzol. So if you take that tour literally, and the Drit, and the Prisha, on the bottom of the tour does, the Prisha says, Pirish, Shagam Zegzelahu, Ubigzela Ksevesha Vesagzela, this is also a form of Gzela. So lundis wise, the tour, according to the Prisha, puts Ona'a in the category of Gezel. Fine. Lundis, where do we put it? Meaning, what do you mean? We did a transaction, but I ripped him off. So that's called stealing in Lundis. But if you look in the Rambam never connects the two. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Gzela and Paragimel, that's where the Rambam talks all about the quasi-gazlanim. It's not a real case where I go and grab something from you. That's real gazel. But quasi, let's say I use something that you gave me to watch, what we discussed last week. Sholeach yad v'pikadon. I use something that you gave me to watch. Or I have something of yours I deny having it. Kofar v'pikadon. The Gemara says that's called the gazlan. Sholeach shalomidas. I use your pencil without permission. Sholeach shalomidas. Any of these. Or I keep a collateral that you gave me. All of those are quasi gazlanim. That's discussed in Gzela Paragimel. Ona'a is not there. Ona'a is put in the halachas of lending and borrowing, Ona'a and selling. Mekach u'memkar, and say for kinyan of the Rambam. So the Achronim say, it sounds like from the Rambam, there's a separate isser here. It's a separate isser. Who says it explicitly? Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, in his Pirush al Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira, Tesvav Aleph, Reb Chaim says, think about those three levels that we just said. If it's less than a shtus, you could keep it. If it's exactly a shtus, the deal stands and you give back the money. And if it's more, the whole deal stands. Says, I don't understand it. Did you violate? Did you do something wrong or not? If you did something wrong, the whole thing should fall apart. If you have somebody else's money, how could you say the deal stands? If it's less than a shtus, okay, maybe you can say that's implicit mechila, as we'll say. But if it's a shtus and you're saying you have to give the money back, how do you say that the deal's going to stand? Says, you have to say it's not skezel. Because if it's gezel, the whole thing would fall apart. Says Reb Chaim, it's a new idea called ona'a. Ripping people off is a different category, says Reb Chaim. Mochrach mizeh, mishum to call ona'a shtus, if it's exactly a shtus. V'had the shtus machzer ona'a, hu rak gzeres ha-kasev b'fnei atzmo. Hanomar ba'ona'a. The shtus kano hu machzer ona'a. That it's kone, and you have to give it back. But it's not because it's gezel. Because if it was gezel, the whole thing would fall apart. So if this is true, maybe it's a machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam about how do we view Ona'a. Is it closer to Gezel? That's the Torah. Or is it further from Gezel? And that is the Rambam. Okay, but now let's get back to the Minchas Chedek question. The Minchas Chedek is bothered. Why does the Torah only aser specifically Ona'a from a ger and not real Gezel from a ger? So if you say they're connected, maybe you could say the background is Gezel. But especially if you say if it's different, what's the difference? So maybe, just a suggestion, maybe we'll suggest as follows. And that is, by stealing, it's obviously wrong. It's obviously wrong by stealing. Everybody knows that stealing is wrong. Gezel, Geneva, everybody knows. Not paying somebody, they're not paying somebody. So you know that's wrong. Right, denying that you have somebody's object. Everybody knows that's Gezel. You don't need a separate Isser in the Torah to say, don't do that from a ger. But when it comes to Ona'a, that's business. Ona'a is business. I got a great deal. So one might be Mora Hether more and say, come on. So what? So he doesn't know business. But again, every business deal, you make money, you lose money. This isn't Usser. This is business. So that's why maybe the Torah goes out of its way to say dafka ona'a of a ger, where you might be more reheter, and you might say, oh, nothing's wrong. So dafka there, the Torah goes out of its way to say, no, be very careful when it comes to a ger. A fellow Jew, there is an Isser already. But you have to emphasize it by giving this to a ger, because people might think this is regular business practice. As a mushal, to back up this idea, and where you see it might, a similar idea might be true, there's a separate mitzvah. We'll get to later on the show in a couple of months, next year sometime, hopefully in the next year. Tuf Ayin Vav, Mitzvah 476. In Parshas Re'eh, we know there's a halacha called Shvitas Ksafim. Right? When the Shemitah comes, all loans are null and void. You don't have to pay back any loans. Somebody owes me $1,000. Shemitah comes, he doesn't have to pay me back. Unless we make a principal. Okay, but we'll forget it. Let's talk about the Din D'Oraisa. There's a separate mitzvah saseh d'Oraisa to collect money that was owed to me by a non-Jew after Shemitah. It's a mitzvah d'Oraisa. It's usur to go to a Jew. You have to let it not be collected. Mitzvah lingos is a nachri, based on the Rambam. Lingos, it's a mitzvah for me to, if a guy owes me money, to go to a nachri after Shemitah and say, can I please have my money back? Mitzvah saseh d'Oraisa. Mitzvah say, so some of the Ramban doesn't. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? How is this a mitzvah? There's an allowance. Why is it a good thing? Why should you go collect your money from a guy? Why should you do that? Similar question is asked. There's an allowance / mitzvah to lend a guy money with interest. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Ribbis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dvar Torah, Sibin Kufnun Tesun Yaradeya, Mida Oraisa, Mutter Lahalvos La'akaba Ribbis. You can lend money with ribbis. So the question is, if it's so bad to take money with interest, if it's so bad to collect the loan after Shemitah, so why is it allowed with a non-Jew? So I heard Mori Varabi, Rav Rosenzweig, once suggested for both of these contexts, no, we don't understand. Interest is normal business practice. If I lend you $10 to ask for $12 back because you're going to have it for a month, that's what everybody does. That's how banks function. That's how the world functions. It functions with interest. It's not evil. That's not stealing. Or when it comes to lending money. Does it make sense that if I lend you money, you're not going to pay me back? No. But what is it? What's the Torah's message? When it comes to family, when it comes to Am Yisrael, when it comes to fellow Jews, you got above and beyond. You got to treat them as family. You want to take interest from your brother. You wouldn't. You would go above and beyond and not do normal business practice by your brother. Every Jew is your brother. It's not biased. Oh, Judaism is racist. You take ribbons from a non-Jew. No. Non-Jews all believe in interest. We also believe in interest. But you know what? When it comes to a Jew, so then it's family. All Jews are family. Everyone else is regular business practice. I have nothing against the other person, but regular business practice is to take ribbons. That's why it's a mitzvah. Why? Because if you don't do it, then you're undermining the unique relationship that we have with fellow Jews. That's why daf gets emphasized. Let's say, for example, it's a mitzvah to go collect a load from a guy. Why? You're not doing anything evil. It's just that the ultra chesed that the Torah demands for a family member by a Jew is not demanded by a non-Jew. But what do you see from there? But regular business practice, That's by Jews. But by non-Jews you can have that, but by Jews you have to be above and beyond. So maybe that connects to our idea of Ona'a. Ona'a, one might think, it's just like ribbis. Everybody does it. When it comes to a Jew, especially to a ger, where one might think to take advantage of, no way, it's not allowed. But connect that to the ribbis context and the Shemitas Ksafim context. Okay. One more idea that I wanted to talk about, and that is two more if we have time. One is Os Dalet in the Minchas Chinuch. Velonis Ba'er. This also could have been spoken about yesterday. When does a ger stop being called a ger? Like, what about if a ger has a child? Is that still a ger? When does it stop? And this could be asked in a lot of places. For example, certain cases of Bezdin, a ger can't be a Dayan. What if you have a ger that married a Gioris? Could their child, is born Jewish enough? Or what if somebody's the child of a ger? They still know that he comes from a convert family. So what does it go by? And the Minchas Chinuch fascinatingly talks about, there are two issues here. There's an objective issue, halachically, who is still called a ger and who not. But also, remember the reason we spoke about. The reason we spoke about yesterday is that why is there a special separate iser to take advantage to make fun? Because they're going to go back. So it could be that even if halachically, in both directions, even if halachically somebody's not a ger anymore, but if they know their father was a guy, so then, and they converted, so maybe they, it might be easier for them to fall back. Because they know what their history is. They don't have the rich history that a Jew from birth has. Or even if somebody, halachically, is still a ger, but if it's five generations later, maybe they're not going to feel about going back. So the Minchas Chinuch says it's not so pashut. Exactly. In this context, it might even be a different definition of what is who is a ger and who is not a ger than others. That's what he says in Oz Dalet. The lone is bar. It's not clear. Im lav zeh dafka al ager harishon, shenichas bedas ha'emes, shenafsho shefela. Is it only when it's the first generation ger Gomer, who has a very lowly spirit, because he's the one that came from not such pure roots. His Hira Torah Biyoser, Aval Gersh Nazag Yores. But even if you have two converts that married each other, Vaholed Mimena Bikadusha, the Adore Doris, and they have children, wonderful. Im Ein Tzad Yisrael Beinam, Dinam Kager Beluchzer Lechalitza. Do you have to have a Jew parent or not? That's his discussion here. He's not sure. He's not sure exactly. He says, look at Eben Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. In Hilchos Piri of Arivia, discusses this a little bit. Why is it important there? Because there are different rules and regulations. Who a ger can marry? A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. A mamzer can marry a gioris. A kohen is not allowed to marry a gioris. Right? What about there is a day in the Gemara that we don't paskin like this? Says, oh, if she can first before she's 3 years old, then it's okay. What's that a shayla? What's that a shayla about somebody knew somebody, a cousin of theirs who was a kohen who was going out seriously with a woman who had converted when she was less than 3 years old, and her parents had converted, and she was. So it's a very serious shayla because we don't paskin like that on number three. We paskin a gioris is a gioris anyway. But that is this is the iser. One final point, and that is again we'll talk about it more when we get to Parshas Bahar. There is a Mishnah in Beseches Lamitzia that says there is no ona'a by karka. You can't rip people off by karka. There's no dinim of ona'a don't apply. The big shayla in the Rishonim is what does that mean? Some Rishonim limit that very much. Rashi has a very small, very limited understanding of what does it mean in and of a karka. And of course there's an all by karka. It just means that if it's exactly a shtus, you don't have to give back the money. That's all Rashi says it means. But if you look in the Rambam, and you look in the Rif, and you look in other Rishonim, they say ain't an all by karka, period. Meaning, if I rip somebody off by karka, no problem. Look at Rishonim on the Ramban of the Torah says, of course it's Asur Daraisa. It's Xeris HaKasav, certain deed don't apply, based on the Pasuk. But the Rambam seems to say there's no ona, period. So the Svara given by the Nemuki Yosef for that Rambam is because by real estate, you're never ripping somebody off. If somebody pays a lot for a piece of real estate, it's because they really want it. And they know, you know, some houses go for more. This is on a corner, this is in a certain neighborhood. So real estate, it's much harder to say that there is ona. What's the real price and what are people paying for it? What's inflated? When it comes to an object, you could take it from place to place. So there you could talk about what's the real price, what's not. But by karka, it could be whatever is paid for it, that's the price. So therefore, that could be a svara for ein ona b'karka, but hopefully we'll get back to that in a couple of months when we talk about getting into Parshas Bahar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras tomorrow we will continue finishing Geirim, going to other people who are taken advantage of, orphans and widows. That'll be tomorrow's mitzvah.